before we begin this Spiritually Challenged show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Whoop.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkhood, along with Johnny. Tonight we're discussing how the Muppets are back on Disney Plus, with a disclaimer, which we were discussing last episode, how things that you could say in the 70s, 80s.
40 years ago?
Yeah.
That don't fly.
Yeah.
Did I say 40 years ago?
Yeah, you did.
50
tomato,
years ago.
Tomato.
40 years ago was 1981, so.
Yeah. So, they're back. They're on Disney Plus. Granted, they have a disclaimer. It still does. They haven't edited out any of the humor. It just literally has the disclaimer.
It could be perceived as insensitive.
Yes. For those, but on the other hand, those that grew up with it, there's one camp that will look at it, this is insensitive. There's another camp going, this is what I grew up with.
Yeah.
So I guess it's being fair to people who are new going, okay, is this insensitive?
Yeah.
Because if other people don't find the humor insensitive, I guess it depends on the person too. It's all a matter of perception. Because there's a lot of things that one person could perceive and another person could perceive it as one way, and then it could be a totally different thing. Like, how much, like, what really matters and how much of what people say matters and what is the context of the humor. Because that's a big deal with this disclaimer that Disney is putting on their older films, older TV shows, which, to be fair, they're not editing them down, thank God.
Thank goodness.
Which, that's a totally different topic for another day. But at least we know that the Muppets are back. Yes, they may not be on TV, but you could find them on Disney Plus if you have it. And there's always deals with Disney Plus. Or there should be deals or packages to get one thing or another.
Or all of it.
Or all of it. And having a little description saying this could be insensitive should, at least it's not going, we're taking this off completely. Or we'll never show Jim Henson's content.
All
right, because,
as I always say, like, on a stream, like, not a sponsor.
Yeah, they could literally go, no, we may not like what has been said, totally different time.
Yeah.
But does it matter that, but what it matters is that it's back. And it could grow with the times. Now that Disney has it up there. It's not just going, well, it's there, now let it go. Because I'm sure that there's content that should be up there that isn't up there.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Especially with the fact that there's so many people wanting to have different things that probably won't fly now or could fly at another time, but let alone the fact that there's new things, there's really no way of saying what really matters, too. And what really matters to the listener, and not just going, well, we're just going to pour out content that may or may not be good. Because there's a big difference between letting content be good and really proof being in the pudding than it just being something that is completely and utterly I'm making it be a redundant show or making it be something like, that could not be thought of as entertaining.
If you don't have entertainment, then you got what? Dull.
Yeah. Dull, could be lackluster all because they're
like dull white bread, you know.
Yeah. Fit a certain mold when in fact
vanilla.
Yeah. When in fact, there's a lot of things going on that should be really thought of as, okay, what could we do to best make the show best make things keep the show around, preserve history, but also not shy away from, hey, people could perceive this as being pretty pretty controversial. Well, things in the 90s and 80s and 70s were controversial looking at it now. But do we shy away from it? No.
Yeah.
We learn from it.
Yeah, like
you grow.
I look back, they like they really got away with that in the 90s.
We got away with it, but yeah, there was a lot of things that we didn't get away with in the 90s.
Yeah.
There's a lot that is still really being shown and not shown. That's just like, okay, what do you do? How does one progress with the times with not going, okay, how far can we push, but not going, okay, this is out of left field. And when does this actually become something more? Something more that will actually pertain to something that's going to be beneficial to all involved. Not just going, oh, this is nice. Oh, this on the other we could talk about something that could get attention. Yes, that's all well and good, but does it really, but how far could you push without going, okay, this is now way too far? Like, we could talk about how there's now K-pop fans, as much as totally out of left field, but it still remains the fact to be seen. K-pop fans, there's a company in Korea that holds distribution to many songs. They, let's just say, they took
yeah.
the songs off Spotify. And if people don't want to purchase the albums, they either have to go to Apple Music, Pandora, Napster, YouTube Music. But if But you also have to think about it. If you're paying for content,
it
should be on there. Just like Disney Plus shouldn't just say, we're just going to take down whatever content we feel could be too controversial. I know K-pop and Disney don't go together, but they kind of do when you think about it with pop culture. And on that note, there's been a huge issue with xenophobia and racism towards Pan Asian communities, and we do not support those that are doing these.
We don't support that at all.
And the fact
racism, ableism,
in any
form,
discrimination of any kind, we don't support it. The fact that they compared this one radio host from Germany compared coronavirus to BTS. That does not go. That does not fly. BTS has nothing to do with the other. And it's inexcusable what the guy has done, and his apology was bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's inexcusable. He shouldn't even be working as a radio host. And there's no excuse for racism. And the fact that we're bringing this up, granted, we're talking about media, we're not shying away from this either. Because it's been all over different media sources about this. Many people have spoken out about it. So at least devoting our time to, at the latter, since our show's almost over, to this issue means that we're not afraid to put down discrimination of all kinds. Because it's inexcusable. People with disabilities get discriminated against. There's so many people in the world that get discriminated against. Be it racism, be it ableism. It does not matter. It's inexcusable. Yes, two different forms of discrimination, but there's no buts. Everyone in this world matters. And to the host who wants to compare a virus to a band, that's not an opinion. That's racism. And on that note, we will be back. We'll be back Monday, same time, same place.
Who knows what we're going to talk about?
We'll
figure something out.
I believe it's going to be the fact that who gets the coronavirus vaccine, because I know I got it, but there's so many people, I'm getting it, but it's such a challenge to even get an appointment, which we could discuss how Pennsylvania is not stepping up. Good old Pennsylvania, good old Governor Wolf. Because this vaccine is almost like gold with how much people want it. Or precious metal at this point. And on that note, we'll be back same time, same place. And be respectful. If you're a radio host or people in the media who want to to be racist, maybe you need to get off the air. Because take a look in the mirror. And also, if you really want to be an asshole, keep it to yourself. And if you want to be racist, there's a cold place in hell for you. for anyone who discriminates against people, there's a cold place in hell. And because we have no sponsors, we have the ability to express ourselves and say how we feel about this issue, because discrimination of any kind is unacceptable. And the fact that BTS is paving the way for artists is a big deal. And many musicians paved the way for their genre. It doesn't matter if it's pop rock, hip hop, R&B, indie music, you're paving the way. They don't get somewhere. You just don't let things slide. And there's a lot of people wanting the label Big Hit to release a statement about what has gone on. Big Hit has every right to, they're doing everything right by not addressing what has gone on. Because no one should have to endure what their artists have endured. No one, it is unacceptable. And racism, discrimination is purely unacceptable. And there has to be accountability. And to see a community come together, yes, you can like their music, but it's also a matter of stepping up and doing what is right. Because human nature, don't just sit idly by. Go head on with it. And on that note, we're off. That's the end of our show. Sorry for the little rant and rambly.
It's fine by me.
But it had to come out. It had to be said, especially seeing so many artists come out in support of BTS. And MTV has also came out in support of BTS and so many other communities. Broadway has come out about it. Columbia Records, many groups to step up against the racism, which it matters. And to us, it matters to us. Even though we're small fish in a big pond, it's inexcusable what goes on. Because no one discusses disability discrimination. It's very seldomly discussed. But we're putting ourselves in the ring with the big dogs to put down racism of this kind. Of this nature, because it's totally unacceptable. We stand behind Black Lives Matter movement. We stand behind ending racism as a whole and discrimination, because more people need to be educated as well as look in the mirror as it relates to discrimination, racism. It's unacceptable because it's a big deal, and no one should have to go through what these men have gone through. Even the thought of being compared to something that has put so many people out. I don't even want to discuss the topic. It's just outlandish. It's unacceptable. And on that note, we're off. Have a great night. Have a great week. Wear a mask. Going out. And keep calm, stay calm, just keep going, keep staying positive, don't get let down, even if you have a bad day, Because guess what? We all get through bad days one way or another.
Hey, if you have a bad day, guess what? There's always tomorrow.
Yep. And on that note, we're off. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye, everybody.